Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You know how I know that the universe is mad at Mother Earth for Earth Day?
What? What?
Because it mooned us. It was a beautiful moon.
It was a beautiful moon.
And I was trying to connect that to Earth Day, but there's just no connection there. So sorry. So I just went with the joke.
Didn't make much sense, but it was beautiful. It was really a beautiful moon.
The dots wouldn't connect.
The Earth got mooned. And we are starting out our week that
high. So high on the bar. The bar is so high.
Well, the bar has been set. We can only hope.
You know what I just did? We can only go uphill from there. You're welcome.
That, my friend, is selfless.
I sacrificed a horrible joke so we could start the week at a low point. So by Friday, we're going to love it.
With a sacrificial offering on this Earth Day.
Boy, his sense of humor has really gone downhill. Yeah.
It was a long weekend.
That's my reputation.
Oh my gosh, that was great. Thank you.
Put it on the line.
No, I liked it.
For all of us.
I think it got better. It's like one of those, it marinated.
Over time?
Yeah.
In what, 30 seconds? It went from, that's not too bad. It became a that's not too bad joke.
Well,
that's going to be, in 20 years, that'll be one of the classics. Like, I'll be out in public, like, do the moon joke from Earth Day.
See, it's just because, like, as an artist, we didn't understand you yet. But
fair
now
enough.
We understand the artist, and then it's like, it's funnier.
Claire, when I die,
yeah,
I hope this audio is archived somewhere.
Oh, gosh, this is going to be playing at your funeral. Hi, future me.
Eric had one thing he wanted to play for this congregation from April 22nd of 2024.
It was Earth Day. I remember it well.
It was Earth Day, and he thought he was being funny that morning and talking about the moon. It went a little something like this. Oh, please have your Kleenex handy.
Oh, bear with me. Bear with me.
We'll hand out the Kleenex.
It starts out pretty rocky. It gets better.
Gosh.
I'll be ready. I'll just be ready.
You're invited to my funeral?
I assume. You're giving me like the instructions. I assume I'm also kind of planning it.
I think you're running it.
Be nicer to me.
You're hosting my funeral.
Be nicer to me. I'm hosting your funeral.
God, I got a lot of stuff to put in my will.
I have to make Waldorf salad, so you got off easy.
That's my favorite.
I know. That's why we're having
it. I want three large bowls of Waldorf salad.
There's going to be three salads. Church basement salads. You're not going to know what's in them exactly.
One's got to have cottage cheese in it.
Please. Jell-O and cottage cheese.
Yes. It's just called the Florence.
It looks questionable, but just put it on your plate.
Oh, it's great. Once all the flavors mix together, you won't tell the difference.
Oh, they're melding so well.
Oh, God. That's a fun way to look forward to the future.
Isn't it? Yes. Don't be scared. Embrace it. Lean into the future.
I did.
It's
included
coming.
Me having a funeral.
And then, of course, we know it's Earth Day.
It is Earth Day.
We're excited. We're going to be spending a little time doing some good today. But there's some little things that everybody can do. And I saw this list that I thought it was really applicable. Don't waste your leftovers. It's just like make it a personal rule. If you buy the food, eat it. Because it takes a lot of water and resources to grow those vegetables that you eventually just throw away.
These are all great points.
Yes.
Bag salad has turned in, I think, just, it's not that hard to make a salad. Just buy the fresh produce.
Yeah.
Right? Because you end up just throwing all of that away, too. And that has been made at a factory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's we have the best of intentions. Like, I'm going to eat healthy and light this week. And then it just falls apart. Don't do that anymore. Because think about all that went into just making the salad in the first place.
And again, if you're just taking it straight out of the produce department and you end up not using it, that can go in your yardie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Food waste.
Food waste out of the landfill. Okay.
Napkins. Don't overuse them. How many do you go through in a meal?
I'm bad at this.
Yes.
We're a paper towel house, not a napkin house.
Uh-huh.
And I just habitually usually take, I know that paper towels have been made kind of thinner.
Yes.
But I'm pulling probably two or three per person.
Yeah, and that's a problem. Yeah. You want to limit the number of paper napkins or paper towels that you're using. You could easily go back to cloth. Nobody seems to be doing that anymore.
Or just use a dish towel. Have sure. a couple dish towels.
Can use that easily.
God, this is not that hard.
I know. The reusable grocery bags, don't forget them. Just put them in your car.
They're always in my car.
Keep them there all the time so that you always have them with you and you can stop using all those plastic bags. That's just the easy ones. There's a lot of other things.
My big one right now is I'm trying to get back out of plastic.
Yes.
Especially plastic water bottles.
How else can I consume? Like, I know I need the water and it's good for me.
Yes. And I'm horrible about using my own bottle, but I'm trying to readjust my purchasing to either use aluminum or cardboard.
Great plan.
Thank you. Just little steps.
Little
Let's
things.
Let's all take little tiny steps today.
They make a big difference.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I try really hard to be the kind of mom that has stuff together. We've got a calendar and, you know, scheduling things. But it seems like all of my scheduling and trying to have it together, it's like one step forward, two steps back.
You're just not, you're almost going in circles.
Yeah, I did not realize today there's no school.
As someone with no kids in the school department, what? Why? Why not?
Exactly. Why?
It's just a random Monday off. Is it the end of a term?
There's just no
school today.
There's just... there's like certain parts of the contract and you have to have so many. I don't know.
When did you discover this? This morning?
Yesterday.
Oh, at least you had a little notice.
Well, and my husband works there too. Like, how did I not know?
Does he go in?
Well, he took the day off.
Okay.
He should.
Yeah, might as well.
But somebody has to be at home with the children, right?
Yes, like, please.
Please. So I don't know. I'm just like, shame on me. I'm just disappointed.
Is it shame on you or shame on the school system? Why not just give them the day off at the end of the year?
That's what I would prefer, is let's get out even earlier. We already got that one day off.
Because at this point, I don't know the count, but I'm feeling like the home stretch is on for school, right?
Anytime past May, I feel like we are just wasting time.
They're not paying attention.
June is going to be just awful. Awful. And we're still going to be going to school then.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Well, happy sleep in Earth Day day off.
I guess.
Earth Day off.
Enjoy it, Cedar Rapids kids.
Weird.
Yeah. And you better do something. Oh, activity. Go pick up some garbage.
Yeah. Get them outside and earthing.
Hang on. I got to go get a mayor's one bag and drop it off at home quick.
Now, back to your point, though. Are you now double checking the calendar from this point forward?
Probably not. I'll tell myself. best of intentions. But we're so close to the end of the year. Why start trying now?
Yes. You got summeritis.
I'm going to get the sheet. They give you the sheet at the beginning of the school year.
And I already had this date. You just didn't write it down.
I just never put it on the calendar. Because December. I probably was great in the fall. But then we got a new calendar and I didn't finish it. Okay? I didn't. I threw that paper away because I don't want extra paper.
Understood.
Thank you.
Understood. I'd like to take you to, and while I was at the Okshoke on Sunday for brunch, this applies to any restaurant. It's just a table of one. It is just me. Okay.
Okay.
So there's interactivity with the server. And the question really centers on how much conversation should take place between me and the server. So I sit down. They put me at a table for four, whatever. She's bringing the silver. I'm like, I just let you know, just me. Okay. Coffee, water. Great. You here for the brunch? Yes. I don't know how it works. It's been many moons since I've done the brunch. I'm like, she's like, she walks me into the brunch room. So far, this is exactly how I have this thing planned, right? Mm-hmm. I start with a salad course. I work my way back to the table. I am in the process of actively eating. She approaches with fresh coffee. She didn't want to pour it too soon because she didn't want it to come cold.
Oh,
that was beautiful.
What a sweetheart.
A+.
Yes.
Followed by, hi, my name is, because she hadn't done that part yet.
Yeah.
Then it followed by, what's yours?
That's so sweet.
That threw me, though.
What? Why? Did you think, like, oh, what? What do you want to know?
Why are you asking?
Are you serious?
Part of it is I'm mid-eating.
Yeah.
At this point, I figure I have started the act of eating, so I feel like table conversation has stopped on her side.
No.
Am I just being a little bit of a jerk?
You're dead on the inside.
No, I'm not dead on the inside.
No.
Have you ever had a server ask your name before?
I think that's great.
Hi, I'm so-and-so. What's yours?
What's your name?
Yes. Followed by, what are your plans for today?
If we have a good, like, she must have liked, like, you're one of those customers that I could spend some time with. You're a nice guy.
Okay. I was just thrown for a loop. And
what
then,
is wrong with you?
Why do you say it like that?
It's not me. It's you.
It wasn't my mother.
It's her. She's being nice.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Last night was a big night on American Idol as they not only let their contestants perform, but they also had a big announcement in the show. They were announcing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024. A lot of nominated performers, but who's actually going in? Cher!
Wow, thank you.
Cool in the Gang? Mary J. Blige.
Let's linger with Mary a little bit.
Yeah. A Tribe Called Quest? Dave Matthews Band.
The fan vote finally paid off.
The fans finally got their way. Dave Matthews Band is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Plus, we've got Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton.
Foreigner. And Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I got to stay with this for a second. Now I'm at a Hawkeye game. Slap the thing.
How was he not already in there, by the way? Like, that song rocks. They made the announcement. They made it pretty brief, actually, in the midst of the American Idol competition, also announcing that Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick also going to be recognized for musical excellence. Same with MC5 and Motown creator Norman Whitfield. So
those are like the honorary Oscars when they hand them out.
Yeah.
It's still an award.
It's an award.
It's just kind of in it. Judge's choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The induction ceremony is going to take place October 19th in, of course, Cleveland, Ohio. And they're going to live stream it on Disney Plus. And then there's going to be a special kind of here's the fully edited show on ABC at a later date.
There's a couple of things I still want to get to in my life. I would love to go to a Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony or the draft. And I would love to go to a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
That would be cool. I love it the way that they induct people and you could perform a little bit of your music, but somebody else has their take.
Because it's another artist that brings them out.
Yeah.
And then usually surprise performances.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a cool concert.
I think it'd be a very cool concert. I agree. Okay, it was a very cool weekend of listening to Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department. Surprise, it's a double album. Dropped on Friday, already breaking records. It's become the most streamed album in a single day. It's also the first album to have more than 300 million streams in one day. Fortnite, the track featuring Post Malone, was the most streamed song on a single day. The music video dropped that night featuring Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles, two of the stars of the movie Dead Poets Society.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Uh-huh. So she thought that was kind of a nice nod. Josh Charles said he actually had to keep it quiet. He didn't tell anybody, especially his kids.
Oh, I could see that. God, that'd be tough.
You can't let any of this Taylor Swift stuff. No, you can't let anything leak.
What's more locked down, a Marvel movie or a Taylor Swift video shoot?
Hard to say, man. That would be really tough because I would want to flex that for my kids.
Yes.
Too. And like, well, guess how cool I am.
You get dad cred, man.
I know. However, fallout from the Tortured Poets Department. There's one song on the double anthology, the bonus that we didn't know was coming at 2 a.m. It's a song called Thank You, Amy, and it looks like it's a Kim Kardashian diss track. The title itself, the capital letters in Thank You, Amy, are K-I-M, and they appear in that order. There's a couple of other nods in the lyrics as well.
We all know it's about her. That's the villain talking about the plot, right, to take over the world to the good guy.
Right.
I'm not, there's nothing hidden in those lyrics at all.
And then only the two of us are going to know. We all know it's about, oh my.
I'm going to make your kids sing my song back to you to get back at you. Brilliant. I love that.
Oh, Taylor. Wow. And then I totally missed this, but apparently I need to follow David Beckham on Instagram because for his 50th birthday party, he pulled out all the stops, featured a reunion of the Spice Girls. Oh my gosh, Mel B, Mel C, Emma Bunton, Jerry Halliwell, and of course, his wife, Victoria Beckham, all together.
Do you think it was a surprise, or is that what he wanted for his birthday?
Did he request it? He didn't say, because he was behind the camera filming them.
This
as
is fantastic.
They broke out into throwback dance moves from Spice World, from the music video. Like, it was pretty epic, and he just kind of, like, got to experience it.
Was it they just happened to be in the same room, so they started singing, or were there, like, microphones and a stage?
I think they were all probably invited. It was a 50th birthday party, and then, he's the honoree.
Yes.
But then bonus, if all of your friends
just do it.
Used to be in a band with you,
yeah.
let's play. Let's have some fun with that.
That one guest room where the coats go, practice in there, and then come out singing.
Once you guys get it down really good, come on out and show us, okay? Show everybody. Show us what you did, girls.
Come on. Don't be shy. Come out.
Oh, that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Hey, how was your weekend? Before we get working too hard here, let's catch up, shall we?
Yours includes food and cake, and there's actual evidence in the back room, which I hope is still there when we're done this morning.
You better hope it's still there.
Oh, I want some of this cake.
So much cake, so much celebrating in my weekend. It was a big one. We've got a birthday coming up tomorrow, so it's like, let's use the weekend kind of to extend the celebration. My daughter Audrey's turning 12, and then it was also first communion weekend for Cora, so it was party, 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 party. We had a slumber party where we had a cookie cake. I gotta go find, I don't even know where I lodged that. It's in my house somewhere.
You still have cookie cake somewhere in
the house? I still have cookie cake, and then we had not one, but two cakes.
You had three cakes this weekend?
Dude, I've got another one in the freezer because I had so much batter left over, I had to make another one.
Is that for tomorrow, for the actual birthday itself?
Yes, I guess. I don't know.
Dude.
We have too much cake.
I am here to help with all of
okay,
these problems.
Okay, thank you. Thank
I
you
will
for your
help
commitment.
With the cake issue.
Ugh, major cake crisis. But we had a big celebration for both of them, so we decided, like, okay, each girl needs their own cake because daughter Audrey was not about the whole first communion cake, which was a nice, classic white cake, as it should be, you know, for her first communion.
Right.
The birthday cake, she wanted to do a kiss cake. Rock and roll is
coming into
now.
Her own.
She's
digging rock. Theatrical rock.
Theatrical rock seems to be the thing. I'm going to say thank you, show choir, I think, for the theatrical rock component, because that seems to be where she picked it up. But she is all in for the last 2 weeks. It's been Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley, Peter, I don't know his name. The cat boy. She's been watching the Kiss movie. Like, did you know that Gene Simmons is a really good bowler? These are just the things that I now know thanks to her commitment to the band Kiss.
Well, happy early birthday. Is communion cake a tradition? I don't know the passages of the Catholic Church.
There should be cake. Okay. Shouldn't there be?
It's a celebration, so why not?
If it requires right? cake, but I offered it. And she accepted. So
good on her for accepting.
There's red velvet cake. There's kiss cake, which is kind of like a black velvet cake.
Did she get her lines right?
Her line. What?
I don't know. Are there special words they have to say during communion?
For first communion?
Yeah.
No, you mostly. Well, yeah, a little bit.
You kneel.
Yep.
And then you accept. Isn't that basically it?
Yeah.
This is my body. This is my blood.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. And then there are some really great photos. I don't think she made a face, but somebody got some photos of some of the kids trying a little bit of the blood.
Are you a?
It's real wine.
Okay. You're not a grape juice house.
Nope. Nope. So the face is afterwards. Like, and then afterwards, the priest asks, hey, how did it go? Did you guys make it? And he's looking for thumbs up all the way around. And one kid's like, mm-mm, didn't like the wine.
Also, that's good. At that age?
Remember this, children, and ever try it.
Well, while you were probably making cake on Saturday before your event on Sunday,
yeah.
I was in one of three cars in a three-car caravan headed to the Quad Cities Saturday morning.
A three-car caravan?
We were on the road before 7. To get in line for Record Store Day. Record Store Day is a day where really once vinyl kind of, actually before vinyl became popular again, record stores were still trying to look for relevancy. So Record Store Day has been going on for a very long time.
Oh, cool.
But take the pandemic, it's about the time of the pandemic, people were rediscovering music, they were spending a lot of time at home, they were going out and buying equipment, and that's when the vinyl started to really take off.
Huh.
So it is now an organized day across the United States. Record stores are given a catalog of what to order. This is published online.
What?
Half of our group printed this stuff out in color and it circled what they were trying to find. And
really?
Then you go in and you, we were in line for at least another hour before they let us inside. This, by the way, on top of Record Store Day was the release of the Taylor Swift album.
How did that go for you?
Well, the rumor was that a handful of copies at every store had a handwritten note. And it was best if you could get in line early.
Uh-huh.
The owner of the store said people were in line at 12:30 Saturday morning.
Did the rumor prove to be true?
I don't know because I didn't.
You were so far back.
We talked about buying one for our niece, but she doesn't have a record player. So that seemed weird. And there was no guarantee you were going to get that. So they had some color versions and then they had the regular
version.
Yes. So all of that was available as well as all of these. And then we went to another store, Claire, to buy more records.
Oh,
that's what you do. It's Record Store Day.
Wow.
And then, I don't know, we got home about 3. That was a full day.
That is a full day.
To the Quad Cities and back.
Woo!
With my band of record brothers. It was a good time. Yes.
Good for you.
I am not, well, I have a record player, but I don't know about that.
You're not like a record dude.
The collections and the pressings and mono versus stereo. But to watch, it's like people who collect comic books or baseball cards. These guys know their stuff.
You
it was cool
kind of
to hang around.
Absorb that interest.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Their knowledge based on how they go about doing it. It's interesting.
There was a point where, like, if I don't buy anything, are you going to drive me home? Like, because I'm not playing the game.
You walk home.
And think about what you did. No, but I'll tell you this. There is early conversation about getting a limo next year.
Oh.
And leaving at, like, 4-something in the morning.
Oh.
But you get there, and then one person stands in line, and the rest of us can just stay in the limo.
Hang out in the limo.
And I will just put this out there. If you own a food truck or one of those portable bathroom units or a coffee truck, you need to go park by a record store in Quad Cities.
On record day.
Oh, my God. I mean, Claire, this line ended up around the block 3 times. Like 3 of the 4 corners of the block were full of people.
Wow.
Before they opened the doors. So if there would have been a breakfast burrito or a coffee little cart, they would have made a killing that morning.
Whoa.
This is all. Remember when I had that story about the 2 Iowa guys who wrote A Quiet Place and they did this movie theater?
Yeah.
That, in the Quad City? That's where it is. The record store is like 2 stores down.
Super cool.
Yeah. It's a great little fun area. Coffee's my only. My ask is more coffee, more bathrooms. Other than that, I loved it.
Outside of that?
Absolutely loved it.
If I had to pick something to complain about, and I had to,
I'll give you 2 things. If I had to pick one thing to complain about, I'm going to give you 2 things.
Okay. Now it's time for notes.
Actually, 3. Food, coffee, bathrooms.
Wait, you asked to be invited to this thing.
I know. We'll see if they ask me back next year. Our photos are up right now on the Z Facebook page. Next up, your photos for One Shot Weekends.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Everybody.
Joining the show on a Monday by way of your photos.
I feel like it was a really busy weekend. We're getting ready because today is Earth Day, so a lot of people taking pictures at EcoFest, and they had that big the Mississippi River Museum had their
touch tank
there. So Alyssa took her little guy, and they got to touch sharks.
Was last weekend the first of many now prom weekends in a row? We want to thank Michelle for sharing a photo of her son headed off to his prom.
Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Yes. What?
Oh, I wasn't the only one who had a first communion.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, that's lovely. I'm just going to work my way down.
Please do.
Oh, wait, I remember seeing that. Oh, it's Kaylee's. Yes. Also, right, at least in the way my feed is, right below that is Deidre. I've known Deidre for a long time. She's a huge fan of the Morning Scramble. We knew she got engaged, but this past weekend was they finally picked the dress. So what I love is when you say yes to the dress, you don't show it because that's superstitious.
You just have a sign that lets people know.
Yes.
I have selected. I've made my final choice.
So Deidre, congratulations and thanks for sharing that. What? Which
Martha,
one?
Martha's church did an amazing race. And one of the things was that they had to eat a whole carton of ice cream without utensils.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
That's a clever way to do that.
It was intense.
We've got family day at Hawkeye Downs. We've got a family at a bowling alley. Somebody locally did Beauty and the Beast and attended. So Jennifer, thanks for sharing that photo as well. The most beautiful bulldog contest. Our dear, dear friend Sarge.
Congrats, Sarge.
Didn't win, but you will always have a crown in our hearts, Sarge. So thanks for throwing your photo up. You got 70s themed birthday. And then I'm stalling because I'm a little jealous of two photos.
Well,
and I think you know which two I'm talking about.
We have, I just feel like it's weird because you brought it up Friday that you're not able to go on a Disney trip. Well, you know, you're banned from Disney by your wife.
I think the loophole on the banning was she didn't want to go.
No.
So it's moot at this point because I'm not even fighting for it. There's a guys group that has officially booked. I saw all the texts over the weekend.
They didn't take you out. They just rubbed
salt. I asked to stay in because I want to live through them. Because I took a lot of vacation earlier this year, I don't have enough accumulated to take a 4 or 5 day in the middle of the summer, so I can't go. It is what it is.
It's fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
It's not fine.
But a full weekend after I'm just randomly mentioning Disney World, not one, but two Disney World pictures in our one-shot weekends, Claire?
I know.
What are the odds?
Jilna took her little guy for the first time ever to Disney World, so that's super cool.
I also love the fact Jilna doesn't live here anymore.
Moved away.
Big fan.
But still committed.
We would run into her at Hawkeye football games, but she'll throw a photo up every once in a while. And then, congratulations, Iowa City West High School Band. They were at Disney World over, I think, the last week.
How fun!
Which is a good time. It looks like everybody had a great weekend. And yeah, just a nice variety of photos. Still plenty of space to put yours if you'd like to add to our collage. Get those photos up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. It's One Shot Weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.